You're listening to Because I Said So, the newest show on Delmarva Public Radio, and we're really excited to share our new theme song by Anita Renfro with you. It's called Momisms. Take a listen.
Get up now, get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tough. Because remember, the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3 to 4. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, choose lovely, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend. Don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make your bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Answer the phone, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where you going and with whom and what time do you think you're coming home? Saying thank you, please, excuse me, makes you welcome everywhere you roam. You'll appreciate my wisdom someday when you're older and you're grown. Can't wait till you have a couple little children of your own. You'll thank me for the counsel I gave you so willingly. But right now, I'd thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew. We'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork. Do not burp or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an egg in the door. Don't be smart with me. Get a grip. Get in here. I'll count two, three. Get a job. Get a life. Get a PhD. Get a go. So I don't care who started. You're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I've said it once, I've said at least a thousand times before that you're too old to act this way. It must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straighter when you walk a place. For everything and everything must be in place. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. Brush your teeth, wash your face, get your PJs on. Get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again. Because your mom's work never ends. You don't need the reason why. Because I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom. Ta-da!
Thanks again to Anita Renfro. That was her song, Momisms. Anita is an American Christian comedian from Atlanta, Georgia. She's also a regular commentator on Good Morning America. And she was so gracious and nice enough to let us use that song as the open of our show, Because I Said So. And I am joined by my co-hosts. We have Kim Hudson, Kathy Bassett, and Jackie Jennings. I'm Jenny Pastisak, and we welcome you to the show. And you know, all those things that were said in the Momism song are actually things that people have commented on our Facebook page when we ask people, you know, what is one thing that you say as a parent that you swore you would never say, but it has rolled off of your tongue? And we have so many of them. We're like, I'll never say that when I'm a mom.
Well, and I will say I've said most of them at this point. My kids are 6 and 8, and I have said just about all of them. But I swear I would have never said to my kids, I don't care who started it. And I say it every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say that one too.
Yeah, me too. I do.
Well, they need to work it out, you know. They need to work it out themselves is why you say that. I don't care who started it. Fix it.
Yeah.
Well, and why do we say the ones that we say? I do the close the door. We don't live in a barn. Where did that come from?
Right. Like, were you born in a barn? I was there. I pretty much know where they were born. So why would I ever say that?
But do we say them because our mothers say them or because they're so, like, culturally ingrained into our brains at this point? Or would we have said them on our own had we never heard them before? Because I'm thinking I would have come up with a lot of them.
I don't think I would have. I think I say what I hear and what I know.
Well, I think there's probably a grain of truth to some of them. Like, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you too? I mean, you want them to think, but unfortunately, sometimes the answer is, well,
yes. Because my boys want to jump off a bridge. They think it's fun.
This is where bungee jumping came from, I think.
We have some of your comments, too. You wrote in, someday you'll appreciate this. And this hurts me more than it hurts you.
Yeah,
I haven't said that one really, but I think I'm going to use it.
But I do like the one which is kind of similar, like someday you'll understand, or you know, when you're a mom or when you have kids, you know, then you'll understand. And I've definitely said that.
And that usually leads to the eye rolling in my house. And then I have to say, stop rolling your eyes at me. Look at me when I talk. I mean, just one kind of leads into another one.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's all in their reaction.
It is amazing how she put them all together in that string in that song. That was an amazing song by Anita Renfro.
Yeah. She also has a video. If you go online, it's called In the Motherhood. You can check that out. We have, we're going to have a link on our website to Anita's webpage, and you'll be able to hear the song again if you didn't catch it all. Here's another one. Don't make me call your father. Y'all don't say that, do you?
No. That wouldn't work in my house. They'd be like, please call dad. Please.
I do. I say it, and it scares them. And then I pick up my cell phone and say, I'm going to call him right now. And they start to freak out. What is he going to do over the phone to them?
I don't know. What does he do when he gets home is the question.
It's just the wrath of daddy.
I don't know. The thought that counts.
Yeah.
And Chris over in the booth is like raising his hands in victory over there with the wrath of daddy. Do you have something to add?
No, I just like thinking about the wrath of daddy.
Are you going to be that dad, Chris?
Hopefully, I guess. I don't know.
Really?
Well, wow. I don't want to be the dad who, when they call, you know, the kids know you better crack down because dad's coming.
I can't see you in that role, Chris, but maybe you'll grow into that.
I don't think I'll be able to pull it off.
No.
I'm sure the kids will be like, oh, Dad's the funny one.
You probably melt every time you walk into the room and
exactly.
Your son's there.
I know.
Yeah.
How old is your son, Chris?
About a year.
A year old, yeah. So you haven't had to do a lot of disciplining yet.
No.
No, your day's coming. Mm-hmm.
That's a fun age. We want to share what we're going to talk about on the show. We've got coming up, we have... when are kids old enough and ready for a Facebook page, a cell phone? We have a lot of input and stories because some of our kids have cell phones, some do not. And we also got some of your input from Facebook as well. And then we want to know, think about this. Is it smart to pay your kids for good grades? What do you do when your child brings home all A's? Do you throw them a 20? 50?
Or more likely often, as often happens, is when they bring home bad grades, how do you get them to improve grades? And I'm sure that's how that phenomenon started. But.
And then we have our Mother of the Month stories coming up as well. Now, when we say Mother of the Month stories from here on out, just so you understand, they're not really such great motherhood moments for us. They're actually something that maybe we can just laugh at.
And again, our point here is to make you feel better about yourselves because of our amazing shortcomings as, you know, parents. We're not experts in anything. We are sitting around a table. We have a bunch of kids between us. And we just want to talk about some parenting issues, get your input on our Facebook page and on our website. And if you have something fun to share, we hope you'll do that.
And our website is... becauseisaidsoradio.com, and you can find us on Facebook at Because I Said So.
Yeah, Because I Said So. Look it up. There's like a little silhouette of a woman with red hot lips, and when you see it, that's our logo. So we're gonna let you go. We also want to thank really quickly the person who named our show, Kathy. Yeah.
Carrie Samus, thank you very much. One of my Facebook friends. We put it out there for the Facebook community to come up with a name, and Carrie came up with this one.
Yeah, we love it. Thanks, Carrie. All right, we'll be right back.
Now it's time for A Minute with Kathy Bassett.
Well, I had the opportunity to watch the TV show the other day with my daughter, and right in the middle of the TV show, she looks up at me and she says, Mom, if things don't work out for me, you know, when I get older and after college and stuff, can I move home with you and Dad? And I smiled at her and said, well... of course you can, honey. Of course you'll always be welcome to move home with Mom and Dad. But, you know, I have every confidence that you're going to be a great success at whatever it is that you do. And the last thing you're going to want to do is move home with Mom and Dad. You know, why are you thinking about this? What's going on? And she said, well, you know, I don't know. I just thought I need a backup plan. So I got a pretty good kick out of that. I think that she's thinking ahead and just making sure all of her ducks are in a row.
Welcome back to Because I Said So, the newest show on Delmarva Public Radio. We are four marvelous women who happen to be moms. We're not experts, though. But then again, you know, who is? And our first topic we want to start off with, we have some personal stories to share as well. And we want to hear your personal stories, your topic ideas, things that you've encountered with your children, because we'd like to share them with the rest of the listening audience out there. You can go to our Facebook page, Because I Said So, or our website, becauseisaidsoradio.com. So when is your child old enough to have a cell phone? Because, you know, they're coming younger and younger to parents and saying, but everyone else has one, Mom. Why can't I have a cell phone? Who here in the room has a child with a cell phone?
That'd be me. I have two kids, a son who's 15 and a daughter who just turned 12, and they both are well-armed with cell phones. And my daughter probably has had one for 2 years, I'd say.
Yeah. So she got one when she was 10?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Fourth grade?
Yeah.
Fourth grade, okay. My son is the same age as Kathy's daughter, and he is begging for a cell phone, but does not have one yet.
And my daughter's in first grade and is also begging for a cell phone and does not have one yet.
Does she have like a pretend one that she walks around with and talks with?
No, she just got a Walkman, which I didn't even know they still made anymore, but the Sony Walkman. So I told her it was an iPod and she believes me. And so, you know, she walks around and tells everyone she has an iPod and it's a $20, you know, Sony Walkman. So we've solved that problem for the time being. But no, I'm not fundamentally opposed to cell phones. I mean, that's the technology that's there now. And I think kids need to know how to use it. Kids know how to use my cell phone. And if they had a phone that only made calls, yeah, I might not have a problem with it. But it's the games and the texting and the Facebook and the apps and the, you know, my son grabbed my cell phone the other day and said, Mom, I put your football pics on their cell phone. And I said, Ben, I don't have that app. And he goes, you do now.
Yeah, you wonder.
So, right.
You're like, was that
free? But see, that's kind of cool because, you know, I could use Ben. He could really show me a thing about how to use my phones. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Well, I had an incident as far as texting was concerned, Jackie, where, you know, my son, my oldest, is 8 years old. And he has a friend who's eight who has his own cell phone. And they're calling my cell phone to talk to my son. I'm totally fine with that because he doesn't have his own phone. I found out what the number was, and I found out that this little boy had his own phone, and then I get a text message from this number, and it basically said two words. The first word began with the letter F, and the second word was U. And I'm like, who is this? And then I realized it was his little friend's phone number. So I called him back, and I said, so-and-so, is this your phone? You know, I just got a text message from this number. Oh, I didn't text you. And all I'm thinking is he has no idea the ramifications of what he just texted me. He was probably goofing around with a friend and thought, hey, let's text someone.
Yes.
And that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's, you know, being raised by his single father. So maybe it's important for him to have his own cell phone. But there was really nothing discussed with him on here's what you can use, what you can do with it, and what you shouldn't do.
Wait a minute. Am I completely naive that an 8-year-old knows that word at all?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. They know it's bad, and they know it's a curse word. And other than that, I don't really know how much more they know about it. But it's there. What I wanted him to understand was, and I didn't go and talk to his dad. I was like, I just want you to understand that it's in my phone, and I have it.
Mm-hmm.
So you better not do it again. It's there forever.
That's my whole concern with cell phones and Facebook and all of that is, you know, especially when kids get with other kids and they're playing around, goofing around, that they don't understand what they're putting out there is put out there for all to see. And once it's on Facebook and posted all over the place, there's no taking it back and there's no limit as to how far it goes. With cell phones, too, the amount of kids that with the taking pictures and passing the pictures around from cell phone to cell phone, that's a huge concern of mine. How do you deal with that? What do you talk to your kids about if they have the cell phone? And how do you handle the pictures going around?
Or the sexting, even.
Yeah, I do think it's like anything with your kids. I think you have to sit them down. I think you have to go over the ground rules. I think you have to explain the ramifications, and you know, nothing can sacrifice, you know, parental guidance is important on anything, no matter what they're doing. I mean, these days, my goodness, I read more about teachers getting arrested for having sex with students. I mean, so should they not go to school? Or, you know, coaches who are abusing some of the students, should they not play sports? I mean, I think the bottom line is that as parents, we have a responsibility to make sure we know what our kids are doing. And I will say this about Facebook. At least I am friends with my kids on Facebook. I know we haven't
really started. I'm friends with your kids on Facebook. So.
And I love that. I want all of you to be friends. Well, not all. Anyway, all my friends to be friends with my friends, my kids on Facebook. I think that, you know, I read my daughter's texts. I read my son's texts. He doesn't always appreciate that. But, you know, that's my responsibility. I want to know who they're talking to. I want to know what they're saying. And
Kathy, though, here's the other side of that coin. If I were to befriend your daughter, you know, then I have to kind of watch myself on what I post. And some people don't want to do that.
That's true. And that's so funny that you say that, because before my friends were my friends, before my children were my friends on Facebook, I may not have thought about that. But now that I know my kids are going to be reading what I'm posting, I do. But you know what? I think that's not a bad thing, because do I really want to put something out there? I mean, the rule of thumb for me used to be, don't ever say or do anything that you don't want to end up on the front page of the newspaper. Well, that's true with Facebook, too. You know, do you really want to put something out there that your kids wouldn't want to read or see? I mean, why would you be doing that? That, you know, that's almost like a good thing.
You kind of police yourself, in a sense.
You can police yourself, but you can't police what others are posting on your Facebook page. So
you can always delete it. And I think the rules of Facebook, I think you have to understand how to use it. I think you have to understand how to control it. And I think you really do have to stay on top of it.
And also, I think, you know, this was part of the discussion on our Because I Said So Facebook page. We brought this up a couple days ago. And there is some discussion. You know, first of all, you can't have a Facebook page legally until you're 13 years old. Well, we all know kids who are younger than 13 years old who have Facebook pages.
I know one now.
Yes, that would be my daughter. Mark Zuckerberg, you're going to come looking for us. Let me just state for the record that none of this was my idea. I have a husband who... I don't know. He must have been deprived as a child, because he certainly, fulfills my kids' every need sometimes and whims. So he created a Facebook page for my daughter about 6 months ago, and I found out about it after it was already done and over with and established. I got a friend request from her. So at least she friended me, which was good. But I do think that I would rather be able to see what she's doing and who she's talking to. And in a few cases, it's helped me understand how she interacts with her friends. You know, when she's at school, I can't see her. I don't see how she's being treated. I don't see who, you know, there are all kinds of concerns and issues about bullying, about, you know, but I think at least on Facebook, you do get to see it. Now, you also get to see when they do things wrong, and you get an opportunity to say, you know what, I really don't like the way that you talk to your friend that way, and I really think you should you should take that down. And, you know, yeah, sure, once it's out there, it's out there. But you can sort of backtrack and use, you know, there are teachable moments with Facebook, too.
Well, and on the flip side of that, I know a lot of parents who say, I don't know anything about Facebook. Well, guess what? Your kids do.
Yeah,
so
you better learn.
So even if you don't have a Facebook page, make sure you understand what Facebook is and what the ramifications are. And Facebook actually puts out, you know, some tips for parents of teens who have Facebook pages. And, you know, and one of them says, learn from your teen. So if you don't know anything about Facebook, that's probably not a bad idea. Start a conversation. Understand who can see your teen's profile. Understand, like you said, what your teenager is doing on Facebook.
Absolutely. Make sure your settings are just so that only her friends who she's accepted into her little circle can see her settings, her photos, her everything. That's critical. You know, if parents aren't at least overseeing that, I think they're making a big mistake.
And we want to hear what you have to say. How old do you think your children should be before they have a cell phone or a Facebook page? Go to our Facebook page, Because I Said So. When we return, we'll talk about, is it smart to pay your kids for good grades? You're listening to Because I Said So.
It's time now for A Minute with Kim Hudson.
So as we've been planning and preparing for this radio show, I've been talking to my kids about it and talking about things that I do as a mom. You know, what are things that I say all the time to them, and what advice or tips have I given them? And we were sitting around, and, you know, Connor and Kennedy were sitting there, and I said, so tell me, you know, what do I say all the time? And they both just looked at me, and I said, what are some of the things I say? You know, like, because I said so, or... you know, clean your room. What do I tell you all the time? And Connor looked at me and said, no, Mom, you say no all the time. So I said, okay, well, that wasn't really what I wanted to hear, but what tips or advice have I given you? And again, they both just looked at me blankly. And I said, What have I said that you remember? What do I tell you to do when you're going to school? Or don't I say, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated? And they're both shaking their heads. And Connor said, Mom, you really haven't given us any tips or advice. So as I'm thinking about doing a parenting show on the radio, I realized that, you know, I really need some tips and advice from other moms.
Welcome back to Because I Said So. You're joining Kim, Kathy, Jackie, and Jenny. And we want to talk about compensation and how it can motivate kids. Like, you're walking through the grocery store and you tell them, if you're really good, I'll give you a cookie. But what about when it comes to their grades? If you get straight A's, I'll give you, what, $20? $50? $100?
$50.
$50.
Wow. Depends on, you know, what they're bringing home. And some people say that it sends the wrong message to kids and that praise and encouragement are just as important and just fine, that you shouldn't have to pay them. But I think of it this way. We go to work. We get paid to do a good job.
Well, some people get paid no matter what, but yes, you're correct.
Well, they're going to school. It's like their job.
Okay, so do you pay your kids for good grades?
Actually, their report cards come home today, and yes. I am thinking of starting to pay them for grades.
Because there's a deficiency there somewhere, or because?
Absolutely not.
No.
Steven's a straight-A student, and I think that I remember as a kid being praised and maybe a special dinner or something. You know, I was praised for my good grades, and I think I want to do it, too. He's a good student.
I think praise is good, but I personally, we don't pay for grades in our house. I think that that's what's expected. You're supposed to work hard.
Yes.
You're supposed to do your best. And so a grade is what you've already earned. So we don't give money, but we do recognize good grades. So if you come home with all A's, maybe you have ice cream after dinner, or we go out for ice cream, or we do something little, mm-hmm. but we don't make it a monetary compensation.
Yes, my daughter the other day, you know, said, guess what I got on my history test or whatever? And I said an A. And my son goes, that would be just like you to say an A. Of course, that's what you'd say. And I looked at him, I said, well, of course, that's what I would expect. I expect my kids to get A's. And anything else, I know they're capable of getting A's, so why wouldn't they get A's? But he gets very agitated that is what I expect of him. That being said, I don't pay them for the grades because I do expect them to get good grades. But we'll see. Tonight's going to be a rough night at my house.
Yeah, report cards.
Yeah, and I don't pay my kids for grades either. But interesting that we're talking about this today because I did a little social experiment over the weekend. My son came upstairs and said, will you pay me for every soccer goal I get today? He had two soccer games on Saturday. And I thought, let's see if this makes a difference. Sure, I will pay you $1 for every goal that you make. And then just to make sure you don't hog the ball, I'll give you 50 cents for every assist.
Assist is
that you do. Because I want to explain the, you know, don't hog the ball, don't, because...
Now, does he not usually score a lot? Is that...
He does usually score, and he is great with the assists. So I just thought, let's use this as a social experiment. Let's see if it changes anything that he does. It changed absolutely nothing that he did on the field, except that every time he scored a goal, he looked at me and, like, gave me a dollar sign.
Of course he did. He's like, yeah, Ma.
Yeah, and so when we were done, you know, I gave him his whatever it was, $6.50, and, you know, we moved on. But it did not change his behavior, so...
You know, I just have to share that when my son, a couple of years ago, we were trying to entice him to be a little bit more aggressive on the soccer field and to, you know, get the ball and score. He's very much a team player and sometimes would have the ball and not score. So my parents, his grandparents, started offering him money for goals, and I was appalled. In fact, I was embarrassed is what I was because... You know, Connor would come out and be expecting his money and they'd be dishing out the wallet. And I'm sitting there thinking, are you kidding me? Are we really coming down to paying for your goals? But guess what? It's been quite a few years and he still gets money for his goals.
Does he really?
He does. Just from them, not from us.
Well, yeah. And I think about what else would I pay my kids for? I mean, would you pay your kids to be good at in the grocery store? Would you pay your kids to be nice to their friends? Would you
pay my kids to... Like if I have a task to do around the house and like if I have yard work or something like that, yeah, I'll pay my son. Absolutely. But I just wanted to say I have a friend who is a grandmother and she was telling me that her granddaughter who lives across the country, she a couple years ago, they decided they're paying for her to have good grades, to get good grades. And she, I guess, had sort of gotten out of the cycle of paying her. So her granddaughter reminded her the other day how much she owed her and she had to write a check for $150
Whoa.
To send to her granddaughter. And she goes, you know, it's kind of become a problem because apparently now what she wants to do is she comes home from school to study. She doesn't want to go to soccer practice anymore because she can know she's going to get paid for good grades. So it's an interesting dynamic there. Yeah.
That kind of blew back in her face then.
Well, I mean, she's turning into a good student, which is good.
Yeah.
She's just got to figure out that there's got to be balance, I think. You know, and maybe she should start paying for goals, too. Maybe that's how she's just got to open the checkbook more. I'm not sure.
Well, my husband told... I'm sorry, Jackie. My husband told our son that if he gets A's for 10 straight years, he will get a car of his choice. And I looked at him. I was like, what were you talking about?
Straight A's for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And he said, Jenny, think about it.
That's not going
to
happen.
If he gets straight A's for 10 years, we don't have to pay for his college. He's golden. So look at how much money we're saving
there
by buying
go.
Him a car. And I'm like, makes sense.
But I wonder, wouldn't you get him a car anyway?
No.
Would he be getting a car? He would not.
No,
he wouldn't
I
be getting a car anyway.
I bought part of my first car, and I valued it. I took better care of it. I was safer on the road. I really think, you know, if minus grades aside, I think they have to invest in it as well. And they'll be safer on the road and take better care of it.
Yeah, and I think we can agree that money is a universal motivator. I mean, you know, people of all ages are motivated. I'm just surprised how motivated the kids are as young as they are at this point. Yeah, and so in, you know, correlation with the paying the 8-year-old for goals, then my 6-year-old said, well, what are you going to pay me for? Well, she doesn't pay soccer, so of course I had to come up with something.
Which
is just bad parenting. Bad parenting. I'm mortified that I did this. So this makes me mother of the month, I'm afraid. But I paid her to practice piano. I've never paid her to practice piano before. And I said, okay, every time you play the song correctly with no mistakes, I'll give you $1. And sure enough, if she did not sit at that piano for half an hour and played that song like 18 times.
Did she really?
She did.
But it worked.
She did. It absolutely worked.
That was a motivator.
Yes, but I am mortified.
Because now, what precedent did you set? Where
exactly?
You know.
Yeah, it's not. It's never going to happen again. It's a
one-time
so deal.
A one-shot deal. Wow.
Yes.
How do you explain that? Yeah.
Because I
so
said
you're not,
so.
And that sums it up.
It does. I think we have. This is the part of the show where we do share our Mother of the Month stories, and I think Kim has one too.
I do, but I need advice on this one. This has just happened, so you guys are going to have to weigh in for me. So for Christmas, my son, he's 11, got an iPod Touch, and this is, you know, a new step for him. He's had other things, but he hasn't had something where he could download things and whatnot.
Like Facebook.
Correct. Uh-huh. So with his iPod Touch, he also got gift cards. And we used the same account because I wanted him to use the gift cards. I didn't want to have to set up a separate account. Well, everything's been going great, except today I went on and I have a little email alert from iTunes telling you what has been downloaded. He downloaded two things. One of them was $59. And the other one was like $68. And their games are parts of a game that he already had. I have no idea what it is. I cannot believe it's that much money. I don't know what he was thinking. And now I'm not sure how I'm going to handle it.
He might have accidentally even...
Twice? $59? You have to type in the password. He didn't accidentally do it.
Yeah, I'll give him the first one. I won't give him the second one.
You gotta look at the price. I mean, yeah, this is definitely a learning
moment. This is a big deal. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to go home. I'm going to look at the iPod and see exactly what he's gotten. And I'm going to try to figure out what happened here. Did you not realize how much money it was? What's going on?
I think he might have to earn that money.
And
that's
I think
what
this
I
is a
do.
Great opportunity for anybody who's listening to write onto our Facebook page and let Kim know what they think she should do.
Yeah, I agree. If your son downloaded something that cost $50 and $60 twice in a row, what would you do? So please join us on Facebook, Because I Said So, and online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. You've been listening to Because I Said So, a production of Delmarva Public Radio. For more information, including podcasts of this episode, visit us online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. Thanks to Anita Renfro for allowing us to use her song Momisms as our theme song. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Look for the lady with the red hot lips. I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom.